Good morning and welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. In the next hour, we've got Phil's pick. We're going to really lean into Rolling Stone magazine's 500 best albums of all time and the best rock from all eras. And we'll start off down Rocky Mountain Way with Joe Walsh, WMFO. We'll be right back. Perhaps you've heard there's an election going on in this country. That's Alice Cooper, an elected. And before that, former presidential candidate Joe Walsh, who actually ran for president in 1980. His platform was that his song Life's Been Good should become the national anthem. Didn't quite work out for Joe, but good song anyway. Honestly, last week when I was thinking about this show, I was going to focus a little bit on the election, but then, whoa. First the debate happened, then the coronavirus outbreak, and I'm recording this on Saturday. God knows what's happened in the last couple of days. If this were a John Grisham novel, it would be too far-fetched, right? Nobody would believe it, but it is real, so let's hope everything works out okay, and let's just move on. Good morning, this is Ron LaRussa. The show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. Welcome to my new time slot. I'm excited. I chose this slot. I think it's a good way to kick off the week, and we don't have to get up quite so early as we did in the former 7 a.m. slot. If you've been listening, hopefully it'll be a little bit more convenient for you, and hopefully it'll attract some more new listeners to the show, too. So it is time now for Phil's pick. For those of you who are new to the show, my friend Phil from Watertown was listening to the show a few months ago, and he heard me mention that it's hard to find good, recently released, straight-ahead rock that would be played on album rock radio today. And so he sent me a bunch of suggestions, and I was so impressed that I created a weekly feature called Phil's Pick, where he makes a recommendation of some of his favorite songs, and we play them in the first break here around 10 after the hour every single week. So with this week's pick, here is Phil.
Good morning. This is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Shoegaze by the Alabama Shakes. They are an Alabama-based quartet fronted by Brittany Howard. Their music is a blend of fiery blues rock and hard-hitting southern soul. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Bye.
Paul McCartney and Wings from the Band on the Run album. That's called Mrs. Vanderbilt. And before that, Phil's pick from Alabama Shakes, we heard Shoegaze here on Rock of Ages. I was surfing around my music collection a couple nights ago, and I came upon Band on the Run, and I couldn't stop myself from listening to the entire album cover to cover. It's really, really good. Who even has the time to listen to full albums anymore? And I rarely do it, but that was really, really a great album. Very, very listenable cover to cover. Well, on the topic of great albums, Rolling Stone magazine recently released its new updated list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. This was originally published in 2003, and then in 2012 they did an update. And you can see it at rollingstone.com, of course. So the big winner, I think, on the list is Rap. Rap had 9 albums in the top 50. Also the Beatles. Beatles had 5 in the top 35, which was really by far the greatest representation at that high level by any band. Bob Dylan had 3 in the top 38, and Stevie Wonder with 3 in the top 59. So here is their top 10 in reverse order. At number 10, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill by Lauryn Hill. Number 9 was Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks. Purple Rain by Prince at number 8. Rumors by Fleetwood Mac at number 7. And Nevermind by Nirvana at number 6. The top 5, according to Rolling Stone, number 5, Abbey Road by the Beatles, hard to argue. Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life. I have a little issue with that one because I think there are one or two other Stevie Wonder albums that are even better, but it's good to see him on the list. Blue by Joni Mitchell, number 3. Number 2 was Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. And the number 1 album of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, from 1971. And there's a very interesting write-up about how that song and album developed and how it was really a context of the times and how those times are not terribly different from the times we're going through now. So I think it's an interesting choice and a great list. And like I said, you could spend a lot of time reading it and debating it with your friends, and you should check it out at rollingstone.com. Well, I'm always looking for an excuse to play Stevie Wonder, so I will play this one from the number 4 album, according to Rolling Stone. This is from Songs in the Key of Life. I Wish, WMFO. We'll be right back.
when I crawl. And you could be my someone, you could be my seed. Know that I will save you from all of the unclean. I wonder what you'll do when I wonder where you are. There's oceans in between us, but that's not there.
The name of the band is Puddle of Mud, and the song is Blurry, here on Rock of Ages. And before that, Stevie Wonder and I Wish from Songs in the Key of Life. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with me, kicking off the week. I hope you had a nice weekend. The name of this show is Rock of Ages, and we play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, alt-rock from the 90s, pop-rock from the 2000s through today. If the album rock many of us grew up listening to were still around today, this is what it would sound like. And we've got some new music from a classic rock band coming up next.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
The Pretenders put out a new album earlier this year. It's called Hate for Sale. We've played The Buzz before, and this is another track from that album. Didn't Want to Be This Lonely. Pretenders, WMFO.
Well, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, losing you was a relief from a life with one man only. Devoid of morals or belief. But I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. I didn't wanna be this lonely. sense, but I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. Wanna be this lonely? No, I didn't wanna be this lonely. 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 No, I didn't wanna be this lonely.
Hello, this is Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, and you're listening to Ron LaRussa.
Thank you. fall. And the all-time winner has got him by the balls. Oh, he picks up Gideon's Bible. Open at page one. I thank God he stole the handle. And the train and watch top. Oh, I know it could slow down.
Jethro Tull on Rock of Ages. That is for Joe in Weymouth, Mass, who has been waiting patiently for several weeks for me to play some Jethro Tull for him. So that is for Joe. Locomotive Breath. And also the Pretenders from their latest album, Hate for Sale. You know, there's hardly anything in our daily lives that COVID hasn't turned upside down. And that includes the very structure of our households. One of the many ways that parents get through their kids' teen years is by looking over the horizon to the day when those kids will graduate from college or get good jobs and move out of the house on their own. And I do want to congratulate my son Nick for doing that very thing this week. I'm very, very proud of that. But recent research suggests that that day in most households might be farther away than you think. The Pew Research Group released a report last week. And it said that a majority of 18 to 29-year-olds, a majority of them, are living with their parents. And that is surpassing a previous peak that was set during the Great Depression. About two-thirds of parents say they're providing financial support to their adult children during the crisis, helping to pay for everything from groceries to healthcare expenses. Half are helping their adult children pay for everyday costs, such as gas. And one in five has had their adult child move back home with them. So among the many consequences of COVID, the empty nest, at least for now. You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO.
and a torture tattoo. And I've been riding on a ghost train where the cars they scream and slam, and I don't know where I'll be tonight, but I'd always tell you where I am. In a screaming ring of faces I seen her standing in the light. She had a ticket for the races, yeah, just like me. She was a victim of the night. City to me when we were kids. Girl, it looked so pretty to me, like it always did, like the Spanish city to me.
when we were kids.
That's Dire Straits from their great third album, Making Movies, Tunnel of Love. And that features Roy Batan from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band on the keyboards on that album. Also, lovely the band, as we just gave you 40 years of great music here on Rock of Ages at WMFO. Ron LaRussa here with you. We are getting toward the end of the hour. I love one-hit wonders. And that's a term that's usually reserved for top 40 radio, but there have been plenty in album rock radio. And this is a fun one. You may recognize the song, but probably not the band. They're called Sniff and the Tears. The song's Driver's Seat, WMFO.
Gonna dance the day away.
That's Creedence for Melissa in Uxbridge, Mass, who wanted to hear some CCR this morning. And before that, Sniff in the Tears, Driver's Seat. Well, that brings us to the end of another show of Rock of Ages. Ron LaRussa here saying thanks for listening. I hope you have a great week, a good weekend, and we'll check in again next Monday morning, 8 o'clock at WMFO.
Look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
I always